Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, where we engage in lively and thoughtful conversations about personal development and leadership for professionals in the nonprofit world. I'm Michelle Malloy Dillon, and I'm here with my colleague, Margaret Katz-Kahn.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Margaret.
Nice to be here.
It's good to be here with you.
So before we hit record, Michelle and I were catching up a little bit, and she got to be present and celebrate her daughter, who graduated from college earlier this month. And we started a meander about the idea of completions.
Yeah, graduation ceremonies are such a definitive way that part of our culture consciously completes some
Yes.
accomplishments, a stage in one's life. There's a whole ceremony around it. And there's such value to sort of putting the period at the end of that sentence.
Yeah, but what I think we wanted to explore was first, like, even when somebody in your family has a completion, there are many other people who are impacted who aren't getting to walk across the stage, right? That was one of the things that we
Yeah,
were
for sure.
the
Yeah.
implications that this has. And so we know that in our audience, there are people who have had children graduate, maybe from high school, who are getting ready to leave, people who are finishing college. And we wanted to just, I don't know, with our like hands on our hearts,
Yeah.
congratulations. And how's it going? Like
Yeah.
it's a big deal for, you know, for everybody in the family.
It is a big deal for everyone in the family. And, you know, my husband and I have been having conversations about what does this mean for us? It feels like the end of a stage. This is, our daughter is our youngest. And so, wow, everybody is out of the house and maybe not out of the house, but they are done
Launching.
being raised, being launched, right? With this stage of parenthood. And, it has opened up some conversations with us about, you know, what do we want from here on, or what, you know, what do things look like now that our priorities are shifting a little bit as parents?
And the second thing that I was going to say, thank you for this amazing segue, Michelle, but that our culture kind of sucks at completion.
Yeah,
You
well,
know,
there's not a whole lot of, it's almost like you have to create your own ways of completing, because not every situation is going to say, we're going to give you a diploma and you get to graduate and walk across that stage, right? And
right.
other
And at
things
the
that are
other
happening in our life.
at the other end of the spectrum would be, you know, ghosting, like, right, just disappearing, not actually giving any attention to something that's been completed. And Michelle, what you're sort of naming is that if we get in a little bit more observance around completions, then there's this opportunity to think about what's next and to get a little bit more intentional about that.
Yeah. And that, thanks for bringing up the word intentional, because that's, it's almost like every ending presents an opportunity to create an intention for what you want to go forward. But if we don't notice the ending, or if we don't pause to acknowledge it, that intention can just get, we don't realize there's an opportunity here.
Yeah. And sometimes my son, who's pretty astute with language and who made a comment to me at one point about a relationship that needed more completion than it had, and he said, it feels like there's decay in this. So like, whoa, that was a jaw dropper at the time. But it's true, when we don't complete things and we sort of keep them half alive and skittering along, sometimes they start to sort of metaphorically decompose in ways that really serves nobody.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, when I coach people who are early in their career, a lot of times there's some struggle with this idea of what has been completed and what hasn't, because there's that feeling of decay in their career. Like, what's going on? There's something, you know, so wonderful and also deceitful about the rest of our life in terms of the school part of our life. because school is created like, okay, you graduate from first grade and you go to second, and then you there's this sort of linear way, and there's a completion at the end of all of those school years in the way that the system
It's
is
built
built
in.
in. That's right. And
And
then you get spit out
it,
into the work world, and suddenly there is no completion. There is no, like, this is exactly what happens from point A to point B most of the time. And
yeah.
so there can be that impact of decay or unclarity or not having clear intention about what's next for yourself and what you want. You have to create those yourself.
Yeah. And I love what you're talking about because this comes up obviously also when I coach people that sometimes that sense of decay, although that's a big word, but
Yeah.
sometimes we have to pay attention to what our bodies and our spirit and our enthusiasm are telling us. And rather than making ourselves wrong, like when it becomes really, really hard to get up in the morning and go to work. You know, you can shame yourself out of the house and go to work. And I'm not, you know, recommending that you pick up the phone and quit, but rather to pay attention, rather than having those things be problems, maybe this essential information, like, hey, is this arc finished? And
Yeah.
it might be in relationships, it might be with jobs, but that, you know, people don't name these signs that are coming from
Right.
themselves. The situation from the planet, like, hey, maybe it's time to complete.
Yeah, maybe there's something here in my life that needs to complete. Yeah. And how do I want to create a ritual, or is it, do I want to create a ritual around that completion to know that it's done?
What are some of the ways when you speak with people that maybe your antenna go up? Like, what are the things that they say to you that have your antenna go up and say, hey, what about where are you in the arc of this?
Yeah. Well, for people who are like, in the middle of their career, or, pretty well along in their career, 15 years or so into their career, and there's that energy of, I really haven't done anything. I haven't accomplished anything. Who am I?
Right. Like
Right?
they feel like they're not working towards something that feels purposeful to
Yeah.
them.
So there can be a real value in sort of reflecting on the wins, on the things that they have accomplished, on the moments where they felt there was something meaningful there, to really begin to point out, oh, I did that. Okay, let's collect them. Let's make this beautiful bouquet. If you want to use like a flower bouquet as a metaphor, like a beautiful bouquet that we can look at and admire all that has been created here. Yeah. And what
I
do you want
love
to
that.
acknowledge about yourself, and what's wonderful about that?
Right.
Okay, now what do you want to do with that, knowing you've got that going forward?
I love that, the bouquet. That's great. That's a
Yeah.
great thing. And I love that's like a symptom of decay to
Yeah.
start feeling like, what have I even done? Like, have I even
Right.
anything? And that one's squirrely, right? I don't know that that would lead you directly to, whew, maybe it's time to finish
Yeah.
something.
Well, and sometimes there are opportunities to write things down on pieces of paper that maybe aren't working, right? This is going more toward the negative, that really aren't working. And look at the things there that are not useful for you to hold on to. They're ideas that actually were relevant in the past and are no longer relevant. And then burn those pieces of paper.
I love how clean that is. And I can say from my background, I really until I sort of started to understand this idea of arcs, which happened as I trained to be a coach and really started a leadership journey, I was a person who stayed too long all the time. You know, that I did not recognize the invitation to look at something different. And instead it was just, you know, I would sort of shame myself or discipline myself or you know, not rock the boat. I would pleaser myself into an overstay.
Yeah. Well, and I love that visual of the arc. So describe for our listeners, Margaret, what you mean by an arc, because it can be a really powerful idea.
Yeah, you know, when you watch a really good TV show and then there's the not just the season finale, but the series finale, you might be sad because you missed the characters, but it tied up, right? It's over, it's finished. There's nowhere else for these characters to go. And it's there is an arc that's it's shaped like a semicircle, like an arc. And it's if you think of the energy when you start something and you grow with it, that the energy is going up, but sort of to the top of the arc, to the apex of that curve, and then it starts to dwindle. It just does. It could be the energy of a novel or the energy of a relationship or the energy of a time in a certain position in a job. And it starts to dwindle, and then it's really finished.
Yeah, it's
There's
finished. We all know what
nothing
it's like
more.
to watch a, you know, a sequel to a movie that you're like, wait a minute, they really should have ended it at the last movie.
Right. That was done. And we
Call
all
that
have
arcus
friends.
prolongus.
Yeah, who are still dating somebody where you might really deeply suspect that the arc for that relationship is over and they can't see it yet.
And that's, you know, when we begin to see the arc is ending, that's when completion is useful. Acknowledging, consciously completing, creating a ritual, these are all ways that might be helpful to complete that arc in order to create space for a new one.
But one thing needs to end sometimes before a new thing can be possible, even if we don't get to know what it is yet.
That's right. Because if we don't allow it to end, that's when the decay, as you say, can be there.
Right. So after 9 years in college, it's possible it would start to feel like decay. I don't know. I know it's some people, they need to take that long to get through, but you know, that 4 years, 5 years, like, okay, it's finished. It's time to go out and do your what's next.
That's right. So that's, you know, complete full circle in this conversation. That's where I am in my family is. Wow. Like schooling for my kids began when they were, you know, 4 or 5. And it's, I don't know, how many years has it been? 20 plus years of schooling. And that arc of, for my husband and I as parents, is now ended. And we're having conversations like, what do we want to do? You know? So we're planning a fantastic trip, just the two of us, this fall to Europe.
Yay.
We're super excited and we have never done anything like this, just the two of us. We've always included the kids. We've always included, you know, all sorts of other family. And we're like, no, we're just going to have this for the two of us this time.
And that's beautiful. And you know, it's not like you're not going to be a parent. I mean, you're always a
Oh, of
parent.
course.
It's just that the role changes,
Yes,
right?
that's
And you
right.
know who gets into trouble are the parents who don't change their role and continue to not recognize what's new and different about their
And
commitment to
it's
them.
an important point that you're pointing out, Margaret, because when you're at the end of one arc and the beginning of another arc that hasn't quite been solidified or begun with time and transition of the ways that we're behaving and what we're looking at, right? That can be a little bit of a confusing time. And so it cre it it we need practicing that. And my daughter's living at home for a little while she's, you know, gets her feet under her for the next stage for herself. And my husband and I are very aware that we could go into that old way of parenting so easily. So yeah, we had another conversation last night, like, okay, we kind of went into that yesterday. Let's back out of that. And what do we need to do? So we're creating these weekly times that he and I spend together where we're just exploring this new way of being as a
Of faith
family.
union,
Yeah,
of
right. Right. But, you
faith
know,
work.
recognizing that there's going to be some moments where we take a step back into that old way. It's normal.
And we were also connecting. My son is also back home for a period of time here for the summer, I believe. And he's back from several years of traveling and working abroad. And my intention, which goes better at some moments than other moments, but is really to do this dance of who is he now? You know, trying to let go of what I thought I knew about him when he left and the ways that I might have parented that person, and trying to really keep my eyes and heart open to what's different now, what's new, what's new now.
Right. So what are you doing during those moments when you step back unintentionally back into the old way? What brings you out of it again, Margaret?
Oof. Breath. I mean, he gives feedback in real time. So there's sometimes I'm talking and I can just see his face. And I'm like, oh, brakes, put the brakes on. Laughing is maybe the most helpful thing. And myself. Yeah. And realizing, like, oh, he does not meet, you know, he does not meet me, need the version of mom who parented him when he was 14.
Put the brakes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to a screeching halt. Yeah,
Yeah.
time to restart.
He tells me with his eyes, like, oh, the arc of this conversation is finished.
Yeah. Well, in the leadership program that you and I did, Margaret, through the Coactive Training Institute, I was thinking about this the other day in terms of this time of my life. There's such an opportunity to create from other, and even create from everything. And these are sort of ways that when it feels overwhelming, or it feels like we've both got the end of an arc and the beginning of an arc at the same time, it can feel like a lot in
Right. A
moments.
lot of
A
chaos.
lot of chaos, a lot of sort of confusing thoughts, like, wait, am I the old mom or the new mom, or who is the new mom? And like, what is all of this stuff? How do we create from all of that? And the word create for me is very empowering, because in the space of overwhelm, I can shut down or sort of retreat. But actually, in that overwhelm is some really wonderful information to create from.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking of, because we just described the shape of an arc. So, you know, let's say the old arc is finished. You know, you are no longer the parent of a college student. Done, right? Finished. And but as that new arc starts, it starts from the ground and it builds. You know, there is no expectation, in fact, that you start at the top of the arc. That's not where the arc starts. The arc starts at the beginning, which implies, okay, I might need to learn. I might make some mistakes. It might take me some time to inhabit this new role, to learn what the new role is, and then to inhabit it. It's not an instant, you know, the arc is not shaped like an elevator shaft. It doesn't go straight up to the 100th floor. It's a slow curve.
I have a current coaching client right now who has gotten some new responsibilities at work, and she knows that she needs to grow more into a strategic role in the organization, and she needs to complete the role that she's had so far, and yet there has not been a new hire yet to take over her old role. And so that's another perfect example of an arc that needs to complete, a new arc that is being created, and yet they all are sort of coexisting for a period of time in that. And so a lot of our coaching has been sort of, what are the priorities at this moment in time? What might you be able to design with some other team members for a period of time until a new hire is created to help with these, role tasks from your old role? And what does that look like to create that a bit more cleanliness in that transition?
Yeah, and what you're saying really refers back. It's sort of this great example of something that you said earlier in this conversation about how when we go through school, The arcs are completed for us. You know,
That's
May
right. And they're
happens
so
this summer for
clean.
this summer, and somebody else does it for us. And later in life, well, here's one of the challenges. Sometimes we have to figure out how to end an arc. It's not always simple. In fact, sometimes it's messy and it's
Yeah.
complicated, and there's no super easy path to have it finish, which may be the genesis of ghosting, right? Like, I'm just going to pretend that that didn't happen,
Yeah.
but I'm not involved in it anymore.
Right.
Sometimes
Or even not being accountable. Like, I'm just going to pretend that I'm not doing that anymore, but nobody else knows that yet because I'm feeling
Nobody else is doing
overwhelmed.
it, right? I've talked to anybody.
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah.
complicated situation for your client.
Absolutely. And, you know, these are the places where people often come to coaching for you and I. You know, it's like feeling that muddiness or that decay or that transition. It might be something that is a transition in terms of a very, you know, a clear role, like I'm in a leadership position for the first time and I don't know how to lead others. There might be that, but it also might be there's sort of a whole lot of muck going on and I need someone to help me figure this out and clean it
Kind of
up.
get my eyeballs out of the mud so that I can think,
Exactly.
so I can look around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is perhaps a great completion to the arc of this
Yeah,
conversation,
there
which
you go.
to say we work with clients all the time around completions, which are also known as transitions, which are also known as mud. Thanks, Michelle, for that. And we would love to help you get your eyeballs up high enough to see and find some intention. So we'll put our contact information in the show notes.
Yeah, feel free to have a conversation with either one of us or with our colleague David, just to talk about if coaching is a good thing for you at this time and ways you can move forward with it. So we're always here as a resource.
Or if maybe you're suspecting that you are stuck in an arc that should have been over and you need some help and support
Yeah.
finishing it and figuring out what's next for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Margaret, for a great conversation as usual.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
All right. We'll see y'all soon.